Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Daf Yud Gimel, Psachim 13a, pagination page 25. We've been dealing with the classic machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, which came up on the previous daf on Amud Beis. Reb Meir said that you could still eat chametz into the fifth hour, and then you start burning in the beginning of the sixth hour, which is not the way we paskin. And Rabbi Yehuda told us that there's a very distinct process that forbids eating chametz even earlier. Quoting the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ochlim kol arba, you can eat 4 hours into the day. Vitolin kol chamesh, and during the fifth hour you don't eat, but you're still allowed to benefit, such as selling it to a non-Jew. Vesorfen betchila sheish, and in the beginning of the sixth hour you would burn it. Our Gemara relates a specific story, and the question is this a story with its ruling that is a proof to one opinion or the other? Counting up from the wide lines, about 12 lines, in the middle of a line, or towards the end of a line, Maisa ba'adam echod. There was a story with a certain person, Shehifkid diskayo maleo chametz, that he entrusted for watching a sack full of chametz, Eitzel Yochanan Chakuka'a, by this person, Yochanan Chakukah. V'nakvua achborim, and the mice had punctured it. V'yochametz mevatzvetz v'yotzei, and the chametz was falling out of the bag. Ovolifnei Rebbe, and he came in front of Rebbe, sha'arishona, the first hour of the day, amalo hamtein, you should still wait, you don't have to do anything. It belongs to the owner, and it's his issue. Shania amaloi hamtein, second hour of the day, he continued to say, wait. Shalisha amaloi hamtein, revia amaloi hamtein, by the third and fourth as well. Chamishis amalei, by the fifth hour, he said, say umochra bashuk, go sell it in the marketplace. Now the question is, who was he telling them to sell it to in the marketplace? Who is still allowed to eat it during the fifth hour? My lav, go sell it, lenochrim, to non-Jews. And the reason you're doing it is because you're still allowed to have benefit from it. So in the fifth hour, go sell it to non-Jews. They can eat it whenever they want once they own it. And you have achieved a salvation for the owner of this sack of chametz that entrusted it to you, in that you got some money for it. Because in another hour, it's going to be forbidden. My love lenochrim ki Rabbi Yehuda. Probably it follows Rabbi Yehuda's ruling, and in the fifth hour, what you were doing was you were selling it to non-Jews. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says it really could be the other way. Lo li Yisrael, maybe you were still selling it to a Jew to eat it, to consume it, and during the fifth hour, ki Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, a Jew is allowed to benefit by eating. And maybe that's what you were doing. You were selling it to a Jew. Amar le Abaya, Abaya objected. He said, Eli Yisrael, if you were selling to a Jew in the fifth hour, so nishkele lenafshe, why couldn't you just take the chametz for yourself and designate money for the owner? In other words, buy it from the owner and eat it. Until now, it was entrusted to you. You didn't do anything. It belongs to him. But now, at the critical moments before Pesach, it's to the owner's benefit during this last hour that you buy it from him. You can consume it, and he'll at least get some money. It's Meshev Avedo at this point. It's Hashavas Avedo. It's returning his lost object. The object is the equivalent of getting ready to be swept into the ocean. So you're saving it for him. Why can't you take it for yourself? And the Gemara introduces a powerful concept. Mishum chashada. The problem is that people could accuse you of financial wrongdoing. Detanya, as we learned, gaboi tzedaka she'en lo hemaniyim, if a person in charge of a tzedakah fund doesn't have poor people to give the money to, portin la'acherim, you exchange the copper coins that deteriorate if they're left for long periods of time, you do the exchange with other people in order to get the silver coins that last longer. Ve'im partin la'atzman, but you're not allowed to do that exchange yourself. Gaboy tam chishein la'amaniyim, if a person in charge of foodstuffs for poor people has extra foodstuffs, mochrim la'achirim, sell them to somebody else, ve'im mochrim la'atzman, don't sell it to yourself. You want to exchange the food in order to get coins, so don't do the exchange yourself. Mishum shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yisem nekiyem me'ashem me'yisrael, you should be free of accusation. You should be clean in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of Jews, of other people. So even though Hashem knows you didn't do any wrong, but nevertheless you shouldn't do things that could cause people to doubt you. And therefore, just as a person entrusted with a tzedakah fund, and he has to exchange the deteriorating coins with something that will last longer, or the food that will spoil with coins, he's not allowed to do that exchange himself. He has to do it by selling it to somebody else. So too, it could be, that's the explanation, that the person entrusted with this sack of chametz has to go out and sell it to other people, even though it could be he's selling it to Jews. But the reason he couldn't sell it to himself is because it would introduce a concept of accusation against him, of people wondering what he's up to if he in fact gave the right valuation during the exchange, because a person in financial matters might be tempted to err in his own favor in the valuation. Nevertheless, even though we have two different approaches to explain this story and who he was selling it to in the fifth hour, to a Jew or to a non-Jew, Amalei Rav Ada bar Masna l'Rav Yosef b'feirush amrot lon, it was once explained clearly, tzei umochrom l'nochrim, go sell it to non-Jews, k'Rabbi Yehuda, and we're following the ruling of Rabbi Yehuda, that in the fifth hour it's already forbidden for Jews to eat of the chametz. So, in summation, we have a story over here that said that in the fifth hour you're selling the chametz to somebody else, and we established that that someone else is non-Jews, and we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that in the fifth hour it's forbidden for Jews to eat it, and therefore there would be no logical reason that you'd be selling it to Jews. However, the Gemara did want to entertain the possibility that he was selling it to Jews, and it's following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And Abaye objected and said, if you're allowed to sell it to Jews, why can't you sell it to yourself? And on that we said that it's not proper, it's not acceptable to sell it to yourself, because people would look at it and wonder if you truly gave the person you're supposed to be representing, we would doubt that you gave them the fair price. What about in our time, changing money for convenience? Is there anything wrong with changing tzedakah money on your own? And certainly the common practice is that we do. People do exchange money. A person needs a bunch of singles. He puts in a $20 bill, and he takes the singles that he needs. A person needs change, he puts in a dollar, he takes quarters back. So there is a degree of custom that whenever you exchange with tzedakah, you should exchange in a way that tzedakah makes money, so you leave some tzedakah there. But certainly when a gabbai tzedakah does a collection and he wants to exchange it into more usable bills so that he can make a deposit or put it in the envelope, so he has a big pile of singles. So for the benefit of tzedakah, he's going to switch those single dollar bills with a 20 in order that he can handle the tzedakah money better. Is there anything wrong with doing that? Certainly it is the custom to do it. What would be the explanation if we're told that you're not supposed to do such exchanges? So one possibility, if we assume it's acceptable, perhaps even if you don't give tzedakah money the benefit of a contribution, it could be that it's permitted because all that our Gemara is forbidding is the sale of an item that has a fluctuating price, that it's not clear how much it's really worth. And in valuation, we're worried that you're going to either actually rip them off or people are going to think that you're ripping them off. But if there's no valuation involved, if it's simply a question of basic honesty, you're counting 20 singles and exchanging them for a $20 bill, and it's for the benefit of whoever's involved, so then perhaps the Gemara never intended that as a restriction. There's no reason to doubt the person. And if he's trusted, as far as honesty goes, there's no reason to doubt him because there is no valuation that's going on. Assuming that he's trusted, he would presumably be trusted for this as well. Yeshikoach, have a great day.